Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and hello. Welcome again to our listeners now. It's a Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Also, Z Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky, and our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station. Welcome to the program. Big show for you. The game is Big Dummy. Head chef in the house, tends me to potatoes, has every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. Noah Sherlock is back, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Big Dummy is the game. We have, is Patrick still on the line there?
Hang on, Miles. Yeah. One more question.
What?
Was it a drummy or a flat?
It was a flat. I just split. Was it? They were.
Oh, they were whole chicken wings.
I just split it. And then split it again. Which made it hard with one hand because I had to grab it.
Miles showed us the proper technique of how to eat the wing without disturbing that, by the way, Patrick.
Good information.
It was a really good potato roll, too, man. You know the kind.
Here is your question. What game did Bobby Fischer play?
Oh,
golf.
Oh.
Wait.
Jeff.
Oh.
Bobby Fischer for Eagle.
Are you thinking about who was the guy, the last guy that won the Grand Slam? Bobby, right in like the 20s or whatever? Because Tigers won a Tiger Slam. Isn't there a famous golfer named Bobby somebody?
Bobby Jones, maybe?
Bobby Jones? Did you just pull that out of your ass?
Well, Robert Trent Jones.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying it's only such a plain name, like Jones.
Well, that guy, this is right? It's the 20s. You know what I mean? Like everybody.
Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Sam Snead.
Right. Here comes old school Bobby Jones.
It is Bobby Jones. Oh, Miles is correct.
I know a little bit about golf, not much. Just
it's golf. We call him Robert.
Don't know how to play it.
Robert Trent Jones, Jr.
All right, here's your question. What is the capital of Missouri?
I have no clue right now.
Jefferson City? Jefferson City.
Sorry, Missouri.
Jefferson.
I had no shot at that one. I was going to say Joplin.
Joplin, yes.
Home of the Big Dogs.
Who plays the role of Frank Reynolds in the comedy series It's Always Funny, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Danny DeVito.
All right,
good job.
Well done, sir. Okay. Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Jim, you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, I'm still sober.
Okay, Jim. Men's room poll, do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, staying in a hospital, fasting, or jury duty?
Staying in the hospital.
All right, hospital.
Damn.
Hospital's still better than jury duty.
I cannot believe it.
Just saying.
I'd rather be.
Well, the hospital thing, too, though, like, obviously it's serious that I'm in there for a week, but if I know I'm getting out, then I'm like, screw it, I'm going to lay up in the bed.
What if you're in agonizing pain?
Well, I assume they're going to give me meds.
That's why I'm here, man.
That's going to be awesome.
If you're meds, in a
three
hospital,
square meals a day.
Food's good enough.
Television, hot nurses.
You don't
hospital
know that.
Sounding better and better by the minute to get
I'm
the bill.
I'm the nurse. My friends call me Chuck.
Don't pass out.
I'm going to change your catheter. Hold still.
Might wake up with a penis in your hand.
Might not even be mine. All right, here's your question. Who was the first cartoon character to get their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, God. Fred Flintstone?
I'll go Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
Mickey Mouse. Oh, Mickey, yeah, that makes sense.
Stupid rabbit's got nothing on me.
Let's go to the world of sports. The NBA's Memphis Grizzlies formerly played in what city? Ooh.
Where it makes more sense with her name.
Yes.
Vancouver.
There you go.
You are correct, sir. All right. Still, the most misleading sports name, Utah Jazz.
What happened to the Jazz's uniforms? How do they have this new, like, orange and red and black and yellow thing going on? They look like the Astros in the 70s. Have you seen those new unis?
Yeah, I mean, I just
played in Portland. How does a team just change their colors?
You can now.
You can just do whatever you want.
Other than football, man. I mean, it just happens.
I know, but they used to be blue, yellow, and maybe one other color.
Were they blue or purple? I
thought
maybe it was purplish blue.
There's a lot of teams that have, like, logos and stuff, and there's a lot of random colors. Nowadays, it'd just be like, well, the tag is white, so here's our new white jersey. Like, they just pick any color that's involved in their flag or their crest or anything.
Right, right.
Because I looked up at the television last night. I'm like, oh, the Blazers are playing the Suns. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, they put the score up. I'm like, who the hell? Utah is red, orange, yellow,
it's a jazz,
and black
baby.
Now?
It's a jazz. Nothing like some Utah
I
jazz.
Thought maybe Houston could pull that off. You know
we
what
should
mean?
Be like the Tabernacles.
Could pull that off. You know, like in a sunny area, you might be able to look like the sun. But you know what I mean? It's Utah.
It's
the
dude, if you're going to call a team the Jazz in Utah, just whatever else happens, it does. You're already down the wormhole. Mm-hmm.
Well, they came from New Orleans originally.
If ever there's a time to change your name, I just felt like you could go to almost any other city and keep Jazz, but you play in Salt Lake City.
Well, the irony is when it doesn't even make sense. So, in hockey, you have the St. Louis Blues.
Sure.
But white and blues in hockey don't seem to go together.
White and blues.
If you're playing the blues and it's a blues note on your uniform, which it would be, to give that name to a white, all-white hockey team seems a bit strange.
But you're celebrating the city, man.
Yeah,
but
hockey.
There is
old
five-hole.
I don't know why. There's old teams that are like that,
Stevie
right?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You know, like the Cardinals have always been the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Whether they've been in St. Louis or Arizona. Right? And then, like, I want to say there's certain, like, teams that have moved areas but still rep that area. That makes sense?
I guess so.
So,
like the Colts.
So, I mean,
maybe?
I get why. Like, it's stupid that it's Salt Lake City and you have the Jazz, but
right.
I think they were just like, oh, we'll keep it. Yeah, but, I mean,
we can't think of anything creative.
I go to Salt Lake City for two things: the mole and the Jazz.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding about the mole, Red Iguana. You're welcome.
Game is up, big dummy. 844-999 Hola.
Yes.
Who is yeah? But you talked about the place for
it's one of the best Mexican restaurants I've ever been to in my life.
See, I love Mexican.
Why were you in Salt Lake City?
Watching football.
Okay. You know what else? Big Dummy is the game. 844-999 Hola.
Hello, Scott. Dummy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Scott. Welcome to the show. Our men's room poll. Think a fun activity for a week. Will it be boot camp, going to the hospital, fasting, or jury duty?
Done jury duty a few times. I'm done with that. Let's go with boot camp.
You're going
to see how much can break on me.
All right.
How bad was jury duty?
Some were good, some were bad. It ticked me as a foreman one time. That's definitely the worst. Then you got to decide everything. But I think it's more frustrating just all the stuff they don't tell you and then what the little bit that you get to decide on just, I don't know.
Right,
just the way the law works.
Not all the information is given, so here's the limited information. And it's just someone's life in your hands.
Yeah, they just decided on both sides, we're only going to tell you this much of what happened, and you get to decide. You find that out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like watching Dateline, but someone's life's on the line.
Yeah. So I haven't done it in a number of years. Hopefully I don't go back again. Let me sign.
Okay. I'm hoping Miles does.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
I don't.
That.
Man, I desperately hope he gets it. I really do.
I'm just going to come in with my wang out.
There you go. Perfect. He's the guy we want. All right, here is your question. What is the capital of Turkey?
Ankara.
One and done.
All right, nice.
In and out.
Good talk.
Is that the Russian dude? Is it the guy that goes to Russia all the time?
The guy we just talked to?
Yeah.
You know, it might have been.
Could be. Yeah.
He just threw out the capital of Turkey very quickly.
I was going to say jive. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Kyle,
hola.
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 Kyle, sober, not sober?
I am completely sober.
Completely sober, Kyle. All right, men's room poll, Kyle. Do one for a week. Boot camp, hospital, fast, or jury duty?
I feel like boot camp would probably be the best, because at least you're working out and you're doing stuff. In the hospital bed, I mean, you're just sitting, waiting. And I love food too much, man. I can't fast.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. All right, here is your question. Tasmania, it's an isolated island state belonging to what country?
Let's go with Australia.
Okay. Wouldn't surprise me if it was something else, though.
I don't know. I think we just spoke to our first evil villain.
Yeah. Dumbasses.
Was like a side bet with one of his buddies if he could get one in time.
They tried to trick me with the Tasmania question, but I knew.
I was Bugs Bunny.
Big Dummy!
Hello. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, you on team sober or team not sober?
Definitely not sober.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. Men's room poll. As you are our first non-sober contestant of the day, do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, hospital, fast, or jury duty?
Okay, I gotta ask, what boot camp is it? Which one? What branch?
I'll just say Marines, because I'm just assuming it sucks the most.
Mm-hmm. That was a long
time. Okay, well, I am a Marine, so hell no, I'm not doing that one now, because I've already been to that crowd.
How bad was it?
I mean, it has its ups and downs, but it's pretty bad. It sucks.
Would it be the worst experience ever for my life, would you say?
It could possibly be, but it could be the most rewarding, too.
Okay.
No. But every time something's rewarding, it means it's sucked up until you're done. Have you noticed that? To say, hey, man, this would be rewarding. They only tell you that because at some point your spirit's broken, you feel like crap, you want to quit. That's the only time people say something's rewarding.
So are you going to pick fasting to get back down to your boot camp weight?
That's actually where I was going to go because jury duty sucks and the hospitals creep me out. So
all right.
Fasting it is.
I mean, you still get to drink water.
Oh, wow. Sail pitch.
I mean, crush. I'll start shotgun and
marine,
soda water.
I think marine water has hops in it, from my experience.
Yeah, right. All right, here is your question. How many countries, multiple choice, how many countries do not use the metric system? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Go 3.
Any guesses what they are? There's the United States, obviously.
England?
Nope.
United States.
Liberia.
Of course, Liberia.
Which only does what we do in Myanmar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
It's an interesting company.
Liberia and Myanmar.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999. Olamora Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Every state's favorite Super Bowl foods coming up with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
Hola. Bryce, you sober, not sober?
I am sober. Okay. I got to work later, so...
All right, Bryce. Men's room poll. Do one for a week. Will it be boot camp? Staying in the hospital, fasting, or jury duty?
I'm going to go with staying in the hospital. Nothing else sounds very fun except having somebody else bring you stuff to take care of you, right?
And your 340-pound nurse named Chuck giving you a sponge bath.
Hey, bend over.
I would call this the uncomfortable moment. Just bend over and pull them apart. All right. Here is your question. Mike Hawk got me with this just yesterday. What two NFL teams are tied for the most Super Bowl losses?
I don't know. Denver Broncos?
They're one of them.
Okay. You're halfway to home.
Miami Dolphins? I don't know.
Buffalo Bills?
Nope.
No,
it's not. Oh, really?
Patriots.
They've been there 11 times or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Right? See, same thing. Because I said Vikings and Bills, so they both lost 4, and I was incorrect.
Okay.
What is this?
Woo!
Getting crazy.
You're now our second contestant to land on the men's room members only question, where this is a question, where the answer is one of the members of the men's room radio show.
Hmm.
Here is your question. Which member of the men's room once masturbated on their knees outdoors on a balcony? This is a real quick look, man. We can't choose who we are. We are who we are. This is a real statement, and one of the members of this show is responsible.
While looking out over the balcony and enjoying the views, I might add.
I'm going to go with Thrill.
Good God, man.
Yes. Oh, is that correct?
You think I get karaoke while eating fried chicken? You think I masturbate on my knees on a goddamn balcony? No, the correct answer to which member of the show once masturbated on their knees outdoors on a balcony, our very own V. Ted
Smith. Oh, correct. Yeah. That's freedom, boys. That's freedom.
How many people did you say have been asked men's room only questions?
You are only our second contestant. It's a brand new category that the engineers put together.
Did you have all your pants off? Or
last
were just
time
pulled
that
down?
I called in, you guys asked me something that had an answer to do with you guys.
Well, what did we ask you?
Who doesn't own a pet or something like that?
I guess that'd be Ted again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the answer next time is always Ted for you.
Seems to be.
Oh, okay.
But everyone assumes all of this stuff is me.
Well, if you don't have a pet, then you can masturbate on decks.
You know, that is a good point, man. Because it's weird when you have a pet. Ted does it because they look at
the
watch.
And the balcony, to my credit, was like a concrete. So you couldn't see through how to do it.
Yeah. Because, you know, you don't want to be weird or anything. All right, here is your question.
Nope.
Name one astronaut that died on the Space Shuttle Challenger that is not Krista McAuliffe.
Oh.
These were the actual astronauts. She was the teacher.
Dude, I know.
I know.
Idea. I know. Bob Jones.
Now, Bob Jones played golf. What are you, stupid?
Tom Hanks.
Francis Scobie, Michael Smith, Ronald McNair, Ellison Onizuka, Judith Resnick, or Gregory Jarvis. Any one of those would have been the answer. Other six.
Exactly.
That's not good.
Figured I had to show them a little love. That said, I had to open Google and read those names, because honest to God, I didn't know.
We only knew the teacher.
Yeah.
Well, because we were in school at the time when it happened, so it was a big deal that a teacher was going up, even to the teachers. They wanted to show that, because teachers going into space.
Well, sure.
Not a good idea.
The Muppets didn't make a big deal out of it when they did Muppets in Space. Let's give them a quick segment. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. Who was the second president of the United States?
James Madison?
Adams?
John Adams. Yeah, things get all muddled in that area, right?
They go up until Lincoln.
Yeah, but could you even, could you go 5 through 15? Like, who was president before Lincoln?
Hell no.
Well, there was,
okay, go ahead. I'll wait.
There was a couple Adams, right?
Yeah, there were, two different Adams, right?
Yeah. Zachary, maybe? What the hell was his name?
That was Zachary. Oh, crap. Was it Zachary Taylor?
I keep wanting to say Zachary Quinto now.
Zachary Quinto.
Yeah,
you know Spock. Hey, you're right. That is kind of tough.
Yeah, Zachary Taylor? Was it Zachary Taylor?
I think it was
Zachary. Was there Zachary a Garfield Taylor. Or was he later?
There was a... Washington?
Yeah.
I think Garfield was later. That's what I'm saying, man. I have absolutely no idea.
Simon.
All right. Here is your question. How many ounces are in 1 gallon?
1 gallon?
Yes, 1 gallon.
Oh, man, that's something I should know.
Yes, it is.
What?
What was that?
64?
That was going to be my guess, but
that's half gallons. 128 ounces in a gallon.
Oh, man, I forgot about Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, man, I feel bad
now. He's a big one.
He's on money.
Andrew Jackson. Oh, of course, I know the 8th president, Martin Van Buren.
Oh,
Van Buren,
that's everybody's
boys.
Favorite, yeah. Damn Martin it. Van Buren. Boy, my kids will be upset with me. All right, what state in the United States just discovered that the federal government has been secretly shipping nuclear waste there? They are not happy.
I don't know, Rhode Island? No way.
No, too highly populated.
Sorry, that's a dumb answer.
Rhode Island, they would know.
Nevada.
That's
Nevada.
Correct. I will stick with current events, if you want to call this that. What actress currently faces a lawsuit after an illegal hit and run while skiing in Utah?
I don't even know any current actresses, really. Like, I don't watch movies, so...
Is that a skiing hit and run?
I don't know.
It was a ski. The idea is, I guess, this person is skiing, this actress is also skiing... I guess mows them down.
She steam cleans her mossy cottage.
But then keeps going in. She puts jade eggs in her vagina.
Gwyneth
Paltrow, that's right. But she does, man. I'm not making this up. It sounds like an insult if you do. She puts jade eggs in her vagina. But in her case, like, she puts jade eggs in her vagina. She steams her vagina.
She puts a bath ball in it, then just gets in the tub and lets it do the work.
Steaming it seems like a bad idea.
Yes! It sounds like something you'd get at a cannibal restaurant. Steamed vagina.
Mmm.
All right. That's really good.
Get the same, get the same dipping sauce as you get with a dumpling.
Yes. What type of animal are the Canary Islands named for?
A bird.
See, I knew you'd say that.
What?
No, it's not, man. Listen. Kind of like canine, believe it or not, it was like the canary of something or some such back in the day. It's the Isle of Dogs, basically. Yeah, refers to all the dogs. When I went there, I guess there's just wild dogs all over the freaking place. I only asked you that because I knew you'd get it wrong. All right. A man by the name of Stu Sutcliffe was the original bass player for what influential rock band? Because the guy that replaced them is a massive deal now.
Do I get to know the guy who replaced him?
No, that would be way too obvious. This guy is an icon status. You can like him or not like him, but the guy is an icon, and he's still alive.
James Smith.
Guns N' Roses? I don't know.
Is it Sting?
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
Stu Sutcliffe was there before Paul McCartney.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Sir Paul. Yeah.
Stuart. You know what, man? Stuart doesn't need this band. I'm out.
I got bigger things to do.
Yeah. Look at that Paul fella.
That's what. All right. What layer of the Earth's atmosphere sits between the troposphere and the mesosphere? Is it the stratosphere?
Stratosphere?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
That's where Harry's comet is.
There you go.
All right.
I learned that from Shinedown.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Guillermo. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
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 Guillermo, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. Guillermo, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Guillermo, men's room poll. Do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, spend the week in the hospital, fast, or do jury duty?
I'll do the hospital.
You're going to do the hospital.
Hospital. Yeah, I can probably sleep for 7 days.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. How many amendments have been made to the Constitution?
Oh, no.
No, it's not important. People trample on it all the time.
12.
20, oh, no. 27, 23?
27.
27.
27.
My man stopped at 12. I won't take it personally.
Oh, that was supposed to be.
I'm just saying, you know. You got 1 through 12.
What was important
then
after
you
that,
stop.
Steve?
So I'm just, no, no,
what,
don't
what
worry.
What was important
don't
after
you
that?
Even worry about it. I see the veiled racism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 13 abolishes slavery.
Oh,
my
no
friend
way.
Is
oh.
Like, yeah, 12.
I didn't even know what he
12
hired.
The count.
I thought you were talking about the 21st when we could drink again.
I see what he did there.
That's a good one.
He knew the answer to that question. He's trying to spread that hate. All right, here is your question.
I don't know. That seemed like they only taught us the 12.
I don't know. First 12 mattered. Where on your body would you find the tympanum? Your eye, ear, nose, or throat?
I'll say your eye.
Nose?
Ear. Tympanum as in your eardrum.
Oh.
Tympany drum, tympanum.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go multiple choice for you. Cherries, oranges, apricots, or tangerines, which fruit comes in Bing and Rainier varieties?
Ooh, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy? Really?
I can't
yeah.
even spell that. I don't know what that is.
You should. You ever go to a fruit stand?
No.
Who goes to a goddamn fruit stand?
You don't have
stand?
A girlfriend, do you?
No, actually, I don't.
See, that's why. Girlfriends love to take their boyfriends to the fruit stand.
I'm just saying. There's a farmer's market I go to.
Like
I know. But,
like, sports car,
but like. They're the ones, like, if you're driving someplace and there's a fruit stand on the side of the road, like, I'll pull over. There's a fruit stand. A guy that says, I got to get fruit now. Pulls over. Like, you know, that's always a woman's call. Next thing you know, you got cherries in your car. You got apples.
You in the mood for fruit? No.
You got, like, some jam from some little
you get
little
jams?
Farm.
You can get honey in
oh,
there?
Yeah totally.
Oh, I'm down with the fruit stands.
Squash, fruit. Zucchini.
What's your guess?
I'll say cherries.
Boom!
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next time you see Rainier cherries, definitely get some, man. They're fantastic.
What makes them so good?
They're
super sweet or what?
No, they're not over the top. Although I do love those jarred cherries that they put in.
Maraschino?
Like, yes. I don't know. I mean, that's just candy. That's crack. But, yeah. Rainier's
funny good. You should say that.
Why is that?
Well, the guy that used to run the Maraschino Cherry Empire. Not a joke. Now, he was dealing in weed, but I guess the Fed had been investigating for a while. The walls are closing in. Didn't he kill himself?
Yeah, in the factory. But the smell of the cherries had covered up like pounds and pounds of weed for years in their facility in New York City.
This is not a joke. It sounds like a Will Ferrell movie, but honest to God, he was keeping it there because he couldn't smell it over the maraschino cherries.
Well, you're part of the maraschino family now, okay?
I mean, it's like gangster stuff. It is, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
In Miles' defense about cherries, that is one nice thing about living in the Pacific Northwest. Like in the summertime, you just go down to the waterfront, there's people selling fresh cherries.
Oh, you get cherries anytime. Fantastic.
Man, oh man, I'm glad I'm here.
Walk around with a bag of cherries.
Calm down the excitement there, Thrill.
I know, I'm fighting to hold it back. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Boom! Nick, are you on team sober or not sober?
I am on team sober. I am enjoying the I-5 traffic right now.
All right, Nick, wonderful. All right, our men's room poll, you got to do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, staying in a hospital, fasting, or jury duty?
So I have never done jury duty, so that's going to probably have to be my choice.
All right, first vote for jury duty of the day.
By the way, jury duty also what jurors leave behind in the bathroom. All right, here is your question. What 20th century president survived two assassination attempts, even though he only served 2 years?
Reagan?
Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford.
You're kidding me. I don't remember any assassination attempts.
Dude survived two. He was only served for two goddamn years. Like, don't like him.
I was young, but I do not remember that.
I'm more of a Gerald Chevy guy.
Who wants
Calvin
Pissman? Why would you want to kill Gerald Ford? Like it's like saying a vanilla milkshake sucks. You might not like it, but it doesn't
it's
suck.
It's not that bad.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, a lot of those people are insane, too. I mean, who's the guy that killed John Lennon to impress an actress?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, Jodie Foster. Yeah, like what?
Yeah, I'm not sure you come up. Did she say, like, you know what would impress me? Someone killed John Lennon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Gets me so right in my loins.
But I think some people are just insane, and it was like whoever the president was, like,
all right. Gerald Ford, his hard head, he keeps stumbling. All right, true or false, heroin is a brand name.
Oh, Jesus. True?
Oh, really?
Yes.
You mean like at the hospital?
That would be. Bayer introduced this originally. It was heroin, and that was their brand name for morphine.
Huh.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Right.
They should have a jingle.
Heroin is a...
You know what I mean?
When you're feeling the pain in your back. You want to kick back and relax. Grab some heroin and hop on the wagon and chase the dragon with heroin.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Hello. Hello, Clap. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
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 Clap, are you sober or not sober?
I'm gonna be not sober today.
All right, Clap, welcome to the show.
Why do they call you Clap, or is it that obvious?
I wish it was that obvious. My last name is Clapper.
Ah, okay.
I've actually emailed back and forth a couple of times with Miles about some golf stuff.
All right. Yeah, I remember you clap on the Clapper.
Yeah, you better believe it.
All right. Clap, what do you want to do for 1 week there? Boot camp, hospital, fast, or jury duty?
There's no doubt about it. I'm going with jury duty.
Jury duty it is.
All right, so far we have three jurors, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just find them guilty.
I believe.
All right, let's see here. Here is your question. Multiple choice. What modern-day conglomerate built the Zero planes that were used to bomb Pearl Harbor? Was it Honda, Mitsubishi, Toyota, or... Oh, goddamn, I put Honda twice. Honda, Mitsubishi, or Toyota?
I have no clue. I'll just throw out a guess and say Mitsubishi.
Oh! Okay. Very good. Good talk, Clap.
It's funny, they don't bring that up much when they're talking like the Miata and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might remember us from such hits as Pearl Harbor.
The Eclipse.
Right. But by the Eclipse, times have changed.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Silas. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy.
Hello.
Hola. Silas, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
All right, man. Silas, men's room poll. Do one for a week. Will you do boot camp, hospital? Will you fast or do jury duty?
Jury duty.
Jury duty.
Looks like our jury's getting big. All right, your question. What is the name of Mario's girlfriend kidnapped by the giant ape and Donkey Kong?
Peach. Princess Peach.
And Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Donkey Kong.
Yeah, man.
Pauline. His name is Mario, so I'm going to say her name is Mary. Something else Catholic.
Basically, by the way,
Marie.
I've been seeing you guys since I was a kid.
What does a kid constitute? What age?
Yeah, exactly.
About, I don't know, 12.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
How old are you now?
Yeah. 27.
God damn it. Okay.
I had
thank
to
you
to
for
me
listening.
This past weekend.
Really?
I used to listen to you with my dad as a kid. Thanks.
Further reminder that we're old. All right. What D word, get your mind out of the gutter, what D word describes a series of rulers from the same family?
A series of what?
Rulers.
I don't know.
How? That's what it means technically. Most people.
A diatribe?
The New England Patriots are one of these.
Dynasty.
Dynasty. You got it.
Dynasties. They just asked who shot JR, huh?
Costa said the first disco album
that
from
was,
the band
that was Dallas.
Thank you, Miles.
Yep.
Jesus.
Well, let's go to the world of TV. What was Lucy's last name on the TV series I Love Lucy?
No clue.
You are awesome at this.
Arnett.
Ricardo. Ricardo.
But she was married to Desi Arnaz.
Yes, who played Ricky Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be too upset, Ted.
I'm close on a lot of these.
Very close.
That's why I like horseshoes.
One quick question. Who left Metallica to form Megadeth?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, man.
Was it their lead guitarist? Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
Dave Mustaine.
Dave Mustaine.
Hold the line for more Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up. Says Meat and Potatoes has every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. The head chef on the way right after the emails in the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. We have Silas on the line. He's playing for Team Sober. And Silas, you are working on question number 4.
Welcome right. back to the program, Silas. Here is your question. What kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Hollandaise.
He did say Hollandaise, but
Hollandaise. It's Hollandaise.
That's the singular version of the plural form of the days.
Nah, it's Hollandaise sauce.
Like, Hollandaise is
Hollandaise,
one drop.
Hollandaise, it will be all right.
They just teams, like my seem eggs to turn up a lot in holiday period.
What, well, holiday sauce?
Yeah, exactly.
I think, what else do you put it on besides, like, now people put it on
steak,
some
Oscar.
Vegetable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You put it on salmon?
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I mean, look, it's hollandaise sauce. I put that S on everything.
It's
hollandaise.
Deliciousness.
Would you put it on a sandwich? You know what I'm saying? Like Thousand Islands, you're just throwing a sandwich. No thoughts
well,
about it.
It's a hot. Which, it's a
I
hot.
Understand that. You
open face
that.
Sandwich, right?
Sure.
Isn't that what the hot brown is?
The
in
hot
Kentucky?
Brown?
The hot brown, we've been over this, is a real thing they serve.
Z-Rock 103 listeners, help us.
What do you think it is?
It's an open face, like, thick-cut turkey sandwich in a skillet. There's some type of cheese sauce. Maybe it's a bearnaise, not actually a hollandaise.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, some fresh tomato.
You should serve that up to us one day when you're in your head chef outfit. I'd love to try
it. You keep asking, but I'm not going to cook.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, there's a bearnaise singing and a Baptist choir somewhere.
You can't bring in some of those little sausages with string cheese on a toothpick?
No, because I bought them for me to eat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a home snack.
Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play Big Dummy?
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Mary, are you sober or not sober?
I am never sober.
Mary is never sober. Well, that's goals. All right, Mary, men's room poll. Do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, a hospital, fasting, or jury duty?
I'll probably go with hospital because I like to sit and do nothing like Ted.
Nice.
That's quite the company you keep, Ted.
Yep.
All right, here's your question, Mary. What band's breakup / split in 2005 led to the creation of Plus 44 and Angels and Airwaves?
I'm a pretty big dumb you guys, so I'm just gonna go ahead and pass on that one.
All right.
Oh, okay, Mary. Appreciate the honesty. Fair.
Blink 182.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
All right.
I like you, Mary.
Oh, thanks. I like you guys.
Oh, that was very kind of you to say.
Cool. We'll visit you in the hospital.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you're just sitting there doing nothing but drinking. All right. Here is your question. Okay. What international event is celebrated every April 22nd?
National event.
International.
International. I don't know.
What is D-Day?
Earth Day. Happy, happy, happy Earth Day. Happy, happy, happy Earth Day. Happy, happy, happy Earth Day to you, to you, to you. Earth, Earth, Earth.
It's also my nephew's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gets cool. Overshadowed. He must be mad like you Christmas
Pissed.
Eve.
Pissed. People always double gift him. Here's your Earth Day gift and a birthday.
And a birthday gift, man. All right, your question. The Caesar salad. The Caesar salad originated in what North American country?
Canada?
You say Mexico.
Mexico.
Man, they do it right, too. They don't cut the lettuce. They serve the whole leaf. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's delicious. Some lime, some anchovies.
Thank you. It's delicious. All right, question four, Mary.
Mary, here is your question. It's multiple choice. The Honda Accord, the Honda Civic, or the Toyota Corolla? Which is the best-selling car of all time? Time, time.
I'm going to go with Corolla.
Oh, boom. Good job, Mary.
Well
right,
done, Mary.
Well on Big Dummy.
I never would have said that.
Corolla.
I'm going to go with the Corolla.
I had the Geo Prism, which was basically the same car as the Corolla.
Not on the list.
No, I know, but
not,
it was
no, not
a fantastic ride, man. You have no idea how much ass I got in that car. I was an ass man.
You got none.
No, I didn't get any. But it was a really reliable car. Yeah, it was great.
I know it's reliable. I've heard they're very reliable.
I've never gotten any action in a car that I owned.
Well, that's because you had a Topaz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not even the Taurus.
Then I wasn't getting action, period.
Game
I've had action in other people's cars.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw a car the other day on the side of the road that I had action in high school, and I was like, huh, how about that? How the
you
hell
mean the actual car or just the make and model?
The make and model of the car. And I had
what car was it?
It was a Dodge Omni.
Really?
It was like this little
you
teeny
scored
tiny
in a Dodge Omni?
Yeah.
You, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You should write a book.
That's getting
I mean,
done.
It's a Dodge
if
Omni.
You can effing a Dodge Omni. Right, you can do anything.
Dare to dream, kids.
That's it. Look at me.
Son, you see that car over there broke down the side of the road?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what I did in there? You know what I did in there.
Call logistics.
You can see the feet prints on the window. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. More of your calls and more of Big Dummy coming up here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.